Welcome to VIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of VIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the VIXography website. In the VIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of VIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of VIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. For the last several days, we have been discussing Frankie Trombauer's recording of Sugar, and the main point of discussion has to do with whether it is VIX or not, the soloist in that record. Well, Viniero suggested that in view of these discussions about is it VIX or is it not, to play several tracks from an Italian LP entitled VIX, To Be or Not To Be. This is Rare Tone RTR 24008, and the whole point of this LP, I guess, is it VIX or not. And the introduction to the liners say, right after the death of Leon VIX Beiderbecke, the legend started and it has grown ever since. Every once in a while, an alleged Beiderbecke record is discovered. Sometimes it is a hoax, but sometimes one wonders. All right, let's get in a couple of tracks from this LP. In the record, these are given as the five Birmingham Babies, but in Brian Rust's latest discography, they are given as the California Ramblers, and some issues as the Varsity 8. Now, these five Birmingham Babies, or Varsity 8, or California Ramblers, are Frank Cush and Chelsea Quilly on trumpet. That's all that Brian Rust writes, but in the liners for this LP, in addition, there is VIX question mark. Then there is Edward Lapp on trombone, Bobby Davis on clarinet or alto sax, Pete Pumiglio on clarinet or alto sax, Sam Ruby on tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Jack Rusin on piano, Tom Fellini on banjo, Herb Whale on drums, and the vocals. The vocal is by the Collegiate Rollickers, consisting of Jack Kaufman, Arthur Fields, and Ned Kirkby. And the two sides I want to play are Casey Jones and Steamboat Bill, recorded on May 26, 1927. So let's listen to the California Ramblers or the five Birmingham Babies. Without VIX, as far as I'm concerned, in 1927.
All aboard for all points west. Train leaving on track. Come on, you rounders, if you want to hear a story about a brave engineer. J.T. Jones was the rounder's name on a 6-8-wheeler, but he won his fame. The corner called Casey at a 4:30. Hit his party past the station door. He mounted to the cabin with his orders in his hand, and he took his fellow trip to the promised land. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin, Casey Jones with his orders in his hand. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin, and he took his fellow trip to the promised land.
Put in your water and shovel in your coal. Put your head out the windows, watch the drivers roll. I'll run her till she leaves the rail, 'cause I meet hourly with a western mail. He looked at his watch and his watch was slow. He looked at the water and the water was low. He turned to the fireman and he said, we're a-gonna reach Frisco, but we'll all be dead. Casey pulled up that Reno hill. He tooted for the crossing with an awful shrill. The switchman knew by the engine's moan that the man at the throttle was Casey Jones. He pulled up within 2 miles of the place. Engine four stared him right in the face. He turned to the fireman, said, boy, you'd better jump, 'cause the two locomotives that are going to bump.
Casey Jones, two locomotives, Casey Jones, that's going to bump. Casey Jones, two locomotives, there's two locomotives that's going to bump. Mrs. Casey Jones got another popper, Mrs. Casey Jones on the Salt Lake line. Mrs. Casey Jones got another popper, and you've got another popper on the Salt Lake line. Just beat up your fire, let the old smoke roll. Burn up all your cargo if you run out of coal. If we don't beat that record, Billy told the mate, then my man will carry Peter to the Golden Gate. Steamboat Bill, steaming down the Mississippi. Steamboat Bill, a mighty man was he. Steamboat Bill, steaming down the Mississippi. Gonna beat the record of the Robert E. Lee.
Up and stepped a gambling man from Louisville, trying to get a bet against the whippoorwill. Billy flashed a roll that surely was a bear. The boiler, it exploded, blew them up in the air. The gambler said to Billy as they left the wreck, I don't know where we're going, but we're neck in neck. Bill said to the gambler, tell you what I'll do, I'll bet another 1,000, I'll go higher than you. Steamboat Bill tore up the Mississippi. Steamboat Bill, the tide made him swear. Steamboat Bill tore up the Mississippi. Explosion of the boiler got him up in the air. Rivers on and moaning out Steamboat Bill. The more you'll hear the popping of the whippoorwill. Scraping every steamboat that plows those streams. From Memphis right to Natchez down to New Orleans. The wife of Mr. Williams was at home in bed. When she got the telegram, the steamboat's dead. She said to the children, please, hurry, land. Thanks, Papa, yet you have to be a railroad man. Steamboat Bill, missing on the Mississippi. Steamboat Bill is with an angel band. Steamboat Bill, missing on the Mississippi. Piling on a ferry in the promised land. Thank you.
There is some Bixian quality and also some Red Nichols quality to those trumpet solos in there, in those two recordings, but surely not Bix. Okay, let's continue now with two more tracks from this LP. These are by Bill Holly and Puss Donahoe. It's a duet, and that's all that the liners for the LP tell us, but in Rust's discography, the accompaniment is a cornet, violin, piano, and guitar. These were recorded in Oakland, California on March 19, 1928, and the two sides I want to play are Dolores and Lila. The liners say, in March 1928, there was a recording by two comedians who only recorded two sides for Victor in Oakland, California. Yet the accompaniment by the cornet has sometimes a phraseology that reminds one of Bix. So let's listen then to the duet of Bill Holly and Puss Donahoe in 1928.
Don't fall down, Phil.
Say, I want to sing you a little song about my new girl, Puss.
Well, where's your old girl?
Oh, she was me.
Why, where's your chivalry?
Where's my what?
Your chivalry.
Oh, I turned that in on a new Buick.
Uh-oh. Well, what's your new girl's name?
Dolores.
Dolores Brown.
Dolores Brown?
Yes.
You know her?
You know her? Why, everybody knows her.
Let's both sing about Dolores.
All right.
Sweet Dolores Brown, sweetest girl in town, was the toast of every boy and college. At his college ring, it was like a thing, when the clique was all together, hearing what they sing. Oh, how I love Dolores. Yes, she loved me, of course. She tied a can to Morris. Now all the world before us. And do I love her right? I do. I love her every night. Oh, it's always hunky Doris for me and my Doris.
Say, Bill, I had an awful job kissing Dolores the first time. How did you make out?
Oh, I just took her in my arms and I said, give me a little kiss, will you? Won't you? Can't I even coax you? Ah, oh, go on. You said you would. Won't your mama let you? Huh? Gosh, I kind of thought you would. Oh, how I love Dolores.
Oh, of course.
You think she's yours?
Why, of course.
Ah, she's got a chair, no more.
But I can tell you about that.
And it's oh so comfy for us. She promised that she wouldn't be true.
I know, but did she say
to who was certainly? It's always comfy hunky Dolores.
Yeah,
for me and yours, Dolores. Our ancestors before us would sure be calling for us. If Adam would see Doris, he'd eat the apple for us. But what she does to us, oh gee, her love is full of fear and tears. It's always hunky Dolores for me.
Aha,
ho ho, me too. And ours and Dolores.
Thank you.
you heard about Helen Smith?
Why, no, I haven't, Bill.
Well, they say she's become very religious.
Religious? Can't imagine that. Tell me about her.
Why, every time she sees a hymn, she takes up a collection. I fall down.
Oh, don't fall down, Bill. Here's good news. No more blues. Sweet Lila's in town.
Listen, puss, I heard that too. You know, good news travels around.
For a thrill, wait until she passes you by.
I would take my reputation that she catches your eye. Who's got a sugary,
sweet personality?
Lila. Wonderful, nothing less.
Wonderful, happiness.
Lila. Who has her picture taken wherever she goes?
Who's on the candy box of Harlem?
That's Lila.
Who's just the kind of girl?
Sets the boy's heart to whirl.
Lila. Look at them fall for her.
Gentlemen all prefer
Lila.
She's so,
oh,
popular, then
there's no way in it with Lila.
And what's more, she's got a beautiful smile.
Well, heavenly eyes.
Kissable lips.
And what's more, she's got a sociable mind.
And a regular paw.
Oh, they bought her a car.
Say, Lila's got them all root.
And is she worth it? You're just smart.
Sugary, sweet personality, huh?
Oh, tell me, who?
That's Lila.
Wonderful, nothing less, a bundle of happiness.
Yes, sir, it's Lila. And do you know that she has her picture took wherever she goes?
Yes, I hear that she wins the prize in all the beauty shows.
Lila, when there's a gang around, who do they hang around? Lila, who do they like to steal? Who has a sweet appeal? Lila, you know, Lila, she's so...
That cornetist, whoever he is, he's under the influence of Bix, undoubtedly. Okay, let's continue with a couple of more tracks from this LP. Now it's going to be Peggy Hill. A vocal accompanied by a cornet, an unknown piano, guitar, and steel guitar. This was recorded in Chicago on March 7, 1928, and the two sides are Dinah and Ida, sweet as apple cider. Let me see. On the liners here says, on March 7, 1928, there is a session in the Victor Studios in Chicago where an otherwise unknown singer recorded four sides, two of which are included here, Dinah and Ida, sweet as apple cider. The accompaniment is by an unknown cornetist. Well, let's listen then to this unknown cornetist with Peggy Hill in 1928.
Because my dynamite changed her mind about me. Now I would like to turn to two real good recordings. The last few were not much instrumental music, mostly vocals. These are really good. The first, Gene Golcat and his orchestra recording in Chicago on December 7, 1928. This is, of course, over a year after Bix had left the band. The band consists of Earl Baker, Joe Hooven, Sterling Bowes on trumpet, Pee Wee Hunt and Vernon Brown on trombone, Wally DeFault, Larry Tice, Dale Skinner on reeds, Ben Shribman and Earl Wright on violin, Art Grunwald on piano, George Rose on banjo or guitar, I think it's guitar here, Steve Brown on string bass, Dior on drums, and the vocal is by Greta Woodson. I will follow that with a recording by Sonny Clapp and his band of Sunshine. This is a song that has had a lot of history in context with to whether Bix ever recorded with Sonny Clapp or not. Anyway, this is in the LP. The name of the band is the Carolina Dandies, and these Carolina Dandies consist of, as given by the liners for the LP. Let's see. Bob Hutchinson and Tom Howell on trumpet, Lee Howell on trombone, Sidney Rodin and Sonny Clapp on alto sax or clarinet, Mac McCracken and George Marx on piano, Ray Smack on guitar, Francis Palmer on string bass, Joe Hudson on drums, Hogan Carmichael is on the vocal. This is take three of Come Easy, Go Easy Love, and I guess I mentioned it was recorded on July 1st, 1931. So, let's listen then to first Gene Golcat in 1928 with a very nice obbligato by, I believe, Sterling Bowes, followed by Sonny Clapp and his band of Sunshine in 1931.
Thank you. crazy go with your love. Never brings you care or sorrow, that's the love I'm thinking of. Here today and gone tomorrow, come easy go with your love. Not the kind you bring regrets for kissing, happy-go-lucky. Not the kind you bring you pain while reminiscing. Who wants one society if happiness you're thinking of? You can have variety with some easy go easy love.
This brings to an end the segment on the LP Bix, To Be or Not To Be. Those are the cuts that I wanted to play. But in the same theme of musicians who sound like Bix, I would like to bring a couple of numbers from another album entitled The Sons of Bixes, A Legend Revisited. This is recorded on April 12 and October 18, 1975, at the Long Grove Community House, Long Grove, Illinois. And the musicians here are Tom Pletcher on cornet, John Harker on clarinet, Ross Whitman on bass saxophone, Don Engel on valve trombone and vocal, when there is a vocal, Charlie Marshall Jr. on guitar, Don Gibson on piano, and Wade Jones on drums. And I would like to play Old Man River and Royal Garden Blues. So here are the Sons of Bixes in 1975.
Thank you.
Certainly, Tom Pletcher has a very mellow sound, and he's a very good student of Bix's. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, a jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until then, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive. This is